Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and making us a part of your day. Today, I catch up with a local business owner who just in the last year has launched publicly his microgreens business. Isaiah Aragon is the owner of Wild Grown, and you can catch up with Isaiah at wildgrown.space for his website and also on Facebook at Wild Grown. You know, there's an old saying that necessity is the mother of invention. And here a few years ago when we had the pandemic, Isaiah found himself in a situation where he needed to look for nutritious alternatives to take care of his family, and that put him on a journey and introduced him to the world of microgreens. What a fascinating discovery he's made for himself, his family, and now launching it for the community. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio as we catch up with Isaiah Aragon here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, thank you everybody for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. This is Dan Young, and today, right here in my office in Cheyenne, Wyoming, I have a young man. His name is Isaiah Aragon, and he's the owner of Wild Grown LLC, a new microgreens company locally started here and locally supported and locally growing it. And so, Isaiah, thank you so much for taking time to be on Total Wellness Radio.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, glad you're here. So, as with all of my interviews, I really like to kind of give our listeners a little bit of, some backstory, you know, how this all came about for you, what got you interested in microgreens. Then we can certainly dive into later in the podcast all the benefits, the amazing benefits that people will receive from consuming them. But for our listeners, kind of give us an idea of, you know, what put you on this path to starting a microgreens company.
Yeah, sure. COVID started it all, basically.
Mm.
Pre-COVID, I was like everybody else. I was a consumer.
Yeah.
Anything I saw, I thought, I need this, and I need to buy it. And I worked a regular job like everyone else. I worked at the refinery here in Cheyenne. I thought life was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then COVID happened. They laid 90% of us off, and I had to figure out life.
Mm. Born out of challenge.
Exactly. Well, first of all, my wife, she has a daycare here in Cheyenne, so Our roots are here. I wasn't leaving Cheyenne. I just needed to find something else.
Yeah.
But at that time, the world was pretty crazy. We weren't sure, even if you had money, if you're going to be able to go to the store and buy groceries. So I was trying to figure out a way I can feed my family.
Mm.
And in Cheyenne, the weather here is rough. The growing season is short.
Yep.
So I had the idea to build a greenhouse inside my house so I can do it all year with grow lights. I built everything, got it set up. I didn't even know about microgreens yet. I was growing regular vegetables in my house.
Okay. Just to feed the family?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it didn't work out so well.
Okay.
Once they passed the microgreen phase, they needed to be outside. They couldn't be inside my house anymore.
Okay.
They needed more space. And I could not provide that for my vegetables. So I kind of gave up on that idea. And then my greenhouse just sat there for 6 months or so. And I thought I just wasted my money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just randomly came across this video of a guy growing microgreens inside a little trailer. Piqued my curiosity because everything he has in this trailer is everything I already bought.
Okay.
So I figured, why not give that a try? I don't have any extra expenses. I already have all the materials, and it looks like something I can do inside all year. So what I found out was, if you don't let the vegetables grow 100% to what you see in the grocery store, They're actually more nutritious.
So what actual aspect or part of the vegetable? Is it the whole vegetable? Is it just the leaf? What are we talking about with the microgreens?
So people understand
that
exactly.
Don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a regular vegetable.
Okay.
Peas, for example, is one of them that I grow.
Mm-hmm.
I have regular pea seeds. I plant them in a 10 by 20 tray. after a few days, you start to see the seedling take root and start to sprout. And in that stage, that's called a sprout. You mm-hmm. can go to the store and buy sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
But you let it keep growing maybe 6 inches for the peas. For the other ones, it's less.
Okay.
Basically, right before any vegetable gets its first true leaf is when you want to harvest, and that's when it's considered a microgreen.
Okay.
So you harvest the entire plant.
Okay.
Just barely above the root. The seeds, I don't bury the seeds. The seeds grow above the dirt. So maybe half an inch above that, I harvest. And you eat the entire stalk and the leaf. And that is the plant that you're eating.
Okay.
So one of them I grow is cantaloupe.
Okay.
It doesn't look like cantaloupe. It's just
in
a
the
little,
sprouted form, yeah. I'll bet
just
it wouldn't.
A little
sure.
green plant.
So this doesn't take up a lot of space either. No. You can get quite a bit of harvest in a smaller space.
Exactly.
That is great.
Yes.
What prompted you to choose the certain selections here? I mean, you mentioned cantaloupe and peas. You've got some other sunflower.
Exactly.
You know, what was one of your thought process for adding sunflower right. to your microgreens?
Right. So I was trying to figure out a way I can feed my family, and no kid likes to eat carrots, peas, salad. So I figured those would be great to grow.
Okay.
And then the sunflower, nobody thinks to eat that. But that actually, if you think about it, you eat sunflower seeds, they have protein.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're eating the sunflower stalk itself, it has protein in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting plant protein. And also, if you think of potassium, the first thing that comes to mind is a banana.
Mm-hmm.
You can get potassium from other sources. My sunflower, for example, also some of the salads.
Okay. And your kids love them?
They don't mind it.
They don't mind it.
Some of them, they don't like to eat fresh. The favorites are cantaloupe and sunflower. Those taste really good fresh.
Okay.
But after I powder it into a supplement, put it in a little bit of orange juice for my kids, and they can't even tell it's in there.
Yeah.
They know it's in there. They can see it,
yeah.
but they can't taste it.
Okay. All right. So that's a big thing with kids is taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
And adults, I find out, you know.
So because of that, they do it religiously every day, and I'm able to give my family their daily nutrition.
Yeah. So what was one of your biggest challenges? I mean, you mentioned what sparked this for you, obviously, with the situation with COVID, how it affected all of us. But what do you think some of your biggest challenges are right now in terms of getting the WyoGrown product out in the market?
Well, my wife, she sells freeze-dried candy.
Okay.
The most addictive substance in the world is sugar.
Yes.
So she does not have to market that. She puts it in their face and they buy it.
They take care. Yeah. Okay.
But nobody thinks about their health.
Yeah.
Until they're sick.
That's
healthy
so true.
People don't care about supplements.
Yep. That's true.
So in my eyes, my product should be in every household on this planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's literally everything your body needs to live a longer, healthier life. And that's the thing that I most try to come across to people is you don't need this when you're sick. You need it when you're healthy to stay healthy.
Yeah, prevention's worth a pound of cure, right? The old saying. You know, one of the things I love, and I wish this was on video too for you listeners, the concentrated amount that's needed. Share that with the listeners because the little scoop that you have that comes in the container, I mean, it's so cool. And I know people see it in the graphic when we get this posted, right? The picture. But there is how much nutrition in that one? And it's a half a teaspoon?
Even smaller.
Even smaller.
A quarter of a teaspoon.
It's a quarter of a teaspoon of the microgreens.
A quarter of a teaspoon of the powder.
Okay.
Gives you 1.5 cups of nutrition.
Wow, that you would normally get from eating the equivalent of a cup and a half of vegetables.
Exactly.
Wow. And most people don't like the taste of vegetables.
No.
They won't go after it. They like corn. They like green beans. I know she don't do corn or green beans. Good, right? But
yeah.
Because they're sweet.
Exactly.
Everyone's got a sweet tooth. And, man, a half a teaspoon. That's a crazy small amount. You could hide that in anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the FDA recommends children to have 1.5 cups per day.
Okay.
So
my getting kids, this in kids is nothing.
A quarter of a teaspoon for a child is nothing.
Wow.
And then adults is double that. To get your recommended daily value is between 2 to 3 cups is what the FDA recommends. So 2 scoops of mine will give you your 3 cups per day.
Wow. For those of you tuning in, please visit Isaiah's website. It's yogrown.space. That's yogrown.space. Yogrown.space. And on Facebook, by the same name, Yogrown. So yeah, please check him out. So, you know, when did you launch the company? Let's get back to the origins a little bit.
Sure. So I started feeding my own family last summer, year ago.
Okay.
And I didn't even plan on making it a company at that time. But as I was sharing this information with family and friends, they wanted to try it as well.
Yeah.
So it turned into a little side business, just people I know selling it to them fresh. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have the powder yet. And then it was easily 6 months ago when my wife, she was doing the freeze-dried candy.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, why not try and offer a freeze-dried salty snack and freeze-dry my microgreens and throw a little salt on them? That didn't work out so well. After we freeze-dried them, they got so brittle, we put them in the bag, and they turned into crumbs.
Okay.
But when I saw the crumbs, that's when I got the light bulb in my head that I created a supplement powder.
Yeah. Okay.
So for the last 6 months now, this has been, that's when the company actually got started.
And you've got 2 products, right, that you can share with people? What kind of explain, there's a difference. You have a powdered version with the small scoop, right?
Exactly.
Which is just cool, right? And then you also have it encapsulated. So kind of share with the listeners about those 2 products.
Sure. So everybody loves convenience.
Yes.
So it's a lot more convenient to do 2 scoops per day. You can even do the 2 scoops together in a cup of juice in the morning and call it good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people in this world that little bit of convenience is still not fast enough for them. So I took it one step further and I encapsulate the same exact product. I put 2 scoops into each capsule. So all you got to do is pop 1 of those capsules per day.
Wow.
And you get your entire daily value.
Wow. That is such a great delivery system. And you know, people are so stingy about taste. They want the taste to be on point, you know. It's like, oh, I didn't want to do that with the capsule. And I've tasted the greens. I mean, just straight, they're not bad. I mean, I'm used to them, right? So you're focusing on, do you got any other product ideas in the future? Are you going to stick with really the powder and the capsule right now as you're kind of in that early launch stage?
Well, as far as microgreens go, I've actually already ordered some broccoli microgreen seeds to add to this mix. Because I found out that broccoli microgreens are the most nutritious microgreen you can put in your body. So, wow. Of course, they got to go inside my product.
Exactly. Yeah, good. You're going to enhance it.
Exactly.
When can we look for the refined product line? How soon?
Yeah, about a month.
Yeah, okay.
And that's pretty quick because it's going to take at least a week just to get the seeds.
Yeah. You know, what's fascinating to me is too, as you were mentioning earlier, you know, because you and I have known each other for the last 3 or 4 months now, and you were mentioning to me early on about the growing times. The growing time is very short. It doesn't take up space, and yet you're getting this abundance of nutrition.
Yes.
What are some of the benefits that you can come up with that really helps to support people's body in terms of, you know, consuming microgreens on a daily basis? What are some of the things that people can look forward to?
Yeah, sure. The peas, for example, a lot of people these days don't like to eat meat. Peas have all the 9 essential amino acids that you need.
Mm-hmm.
They're high in vitamin C, vitamin A, antioxidants. So not only are you getting vitamins and minerals, but just by taking my supplement, you're also getting some protein in your diet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
very bioavailable protein.
Exactly.
You know, it's much easier for the body to utilize this kind of protein source. So I think it's important to know. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the thing I try to get across to people is you can go to Walmart and get a cheap bottle of the one-a-day pills, but your body's not absorbing that. Mm-hmm. Those are artificial vitamins. Your body absorbs natural food. It doesn't know how to absorb artificial things.
Yeah, it's not programmed to recognize isolates. It still looks like a totally foreign substance, so from a metabolic standpoint, what am I going to do with that? It doesn't look like food to me. Therefore, I don't want to, it's not going to nourish me, so let's kick it out. So it either is urinated out or goes out in the fecal matter. It might get processed in the liver and stored for bile, but at the most, that's all the benefit the person's going to get. They're not actually getting nutritional value.
Right, and so. Besides that, you're getting the dyes, the preservatives, the chemicals.
Yeah, very good point. What are some of the other benefits people can expect?
Oh, yeah. Straight off the bat, I've had plenty of people tell me after only 2 or 3 days, they have more energy, more cognition. And so that's why I've started doing sample bags, 4-day sample bags. Just
like 4 capsules?
Yeah.
Wow, what a great idea.
Yeah, give people the experience that it's real. I'm not trying to lie to them.
Yeah. Yeah, what a great idea. And that's I have about 20.
That's just the effects that you can physically feel yourself.
In just 4 days.
Yeah.
See, that is fascinating. And that's what people are looking for. They're looking for simple, easy, convenient, quick, affordable. You know, I know you kind of did some price searching on supposedly comparable products,
right,
you know, to what you're producing. For our listeners, what is the powder and where does the capsule, where does that retail for?
Well, this stuff is extremely expensive, so you know it works.
Mm-hmm.
People, they don't care about what the product is. When people look at a product to decide whether or not it's actually good, they look at if it's pretty, if it's packaged nice, and if it's expensive.
Yeah.
And if you go onto Google and you search microgreen powder supplement, they did exactly that. They put it in pretty package, beautiful website.
Yep.
And it's really expensive.
Yeah, you can pay over $100 a bottle for this stuff.
They're only selling it in 30 servings. Okay. I've researched at least 10 other companies.
Okay, good.
They do not sell 60 servings. All mine are 60 servings per container.
Okay.
Theirs are only 30 servings. And for 30 servings, I've seen $90 for 30 servings.
Wow.
And on the low end, I've seen $70 for 30 servings.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is $50 for 60 servings.
Wow.
That's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer. And the capsules, what, is 60?
60, just more convenience, a little more work.
Yeah, and you've got, how many capsules are in the, there's 30 in the
30 capsules.
Yeah, okay.
And the reason I think people enjoy the powder instead with the 60 servings, it sounds like you're getting more, although you're getting the same, because if you take 2 servings per day as an adult, you will get your 1 month supply.
Yeah.
But people enjoy the fact that if you have a couple kids, you can share this with the family. Give 1 scoop to your kids, 2 scoops to yourself.
Yeah.
The powder is more shareable for a family.
Sure, yeah, yeah. You can sprinkle on salads, you can sprinkle on other foods, whatever. Yeah.
I've known a couple of people that actually, when they make a pot of soup, they'll throw a couple servings in there just to make their meal more nutritious for their family.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah, I'm excited that you're here in Cheyenne. I'm excited that what you're doing. For those of you listening, I do definitely carry, I do carry the YoGrown label in my clinic. I think I'm one of your first outlets.
Exactly.
So I'm glad to be partnered with you on this. You know, it's fascinating to me the level of, and I can't resist going back to this, the level of nutritional health in such a small amount. It's just, a lot of people might have, unless they actually research microgreens, right? Like you have done.
Right.
They're going to have a hard time saying, wow, I'm getting all my vegetables and all the things I need. And you don't really say vegetables, you say nutrition, right?
Nutrition.
That's kind of, you describe that. You don't say vegetables. It's no. Like, no, this is a serving of Nutrition. Excellent. Yeah, I like the way you've changed the communication on that. That makes much more sense. You know, there's other companies out there that, you know, they have the little juice capsules and the veggie capsules and things like that, and their pricing, again, is pretty off the charts. And they want you to get 90 days in advance or sign up for auto ship or whatever. Yeah. And what you're doing and the way you're going about it, to me, is very impressive because you care about the community and you care about giving a really high-quality product at a very reasonable price, better than what the competitors are doing with all the fancy packaging. And not that your packaging is not great. I like it. I like what you've done with the packaging. It's got some nice color to it, and it's got a little, you know, the emblem on there. For those of you listening, he's got a barcode on the lid, so you can actually just snap it with your phone and go visit his site and check out more information. So it's, I think for what you've done as a one-man operation, a solopreneur, right, I think you've done a really good job, Isaiah. I'm proud of you. I think that this is going to go well for you in the months and years to come, and I look forward to watching that happen for you. So,
yeah, I just want to feed the world.
Yeah, well, you're doing a good job. I'm curious, how much space does it take in your house?
Not very much.
Like, do you have like a 6x8 room or just a tabletop where you're growing the greens? Yeah. I mean, I'm very curious.
So my house is one of those where you walk in and there's a front room that nobody uses, empty space.
Yes.
And it's decent sized.
Yes.
I take up a third of that room. I built a greenhouse inside there. And I got multiple shelves with a lot of trays on each shelf.
How much production can you grow? I mean, for example, how many bottles of your product can you make in one harvesting of that space that you just described? Because that's fascinating to me as well.
Yeah. If I just maximize my little tiny space, and everything was harvested on the same exact day, I believe I can make 75 bottles.
Really? That is fantastic. And I love the color. I mean, you can just tell by the look of this, all right, the rich, lush green color that this has to it, right? And it's non-GMO. There's no pesticides. There's no chemicals. There's no fillers. There is nothing. This is the pure, raw, real deal right there.
Yep, just food.
Just food. Nutrition.
Just nutrition.
That is fantastic.
It's added black powder, black pepper powder.
Okay.
So your body can better absorb.
It kind of stimulates the digestion a little better. Yeah. Good for you. You've really thought this out. You've really done a good job with it.
See, in everything I do, it's like a stigma I have where I go a little extra, and sometimes my wife just... She gets mad at me for it, but in a business venture, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you're definitely, there's no question. Just so everybody knows, I take, you know, we have our superfood that I love. I take it every day. I take the microgreens every day right along with it. I love having it blended in with what I'm doing nutritionally. I mean, life's got a lot of demands, a lot of stressors going on for everybody. You know, we're all kind of in... You know, and stress is one of the number one things that's going to offset that stress is making sure you're getting nourished every day.
Exactly.
The right nutrition. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you're on a mission. You're providing a great product, a great service. I'm glad you're right here in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yeah. You know it's fresh.
Yeah, right. Especially when I get mine from you. Yeah. Everybody. So, any last thoughts or comments? Any future goals? Let's talk about that maybe a little bit. What do you hope to accomplish with your company in the future?
Well, I've just started releasing this to the public, but this product's been selling itself, just family and friends. As soon as they start taking it, I get a knock on my door 2 days later. They want to buy it for someone they know.
Yeah.
So this thing is growing. So in the future, as many people want to be healthy and live a long, healthy life and buy my products.
Yeah.
I'll grow as big as I need to grow.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, because my mission statement basically is I learned through nutrition people can live a lot longer, healthier lives than we're led to believe.
Yeah.
And I want that to be accessible to everybody.
Yeah.
So I give it to my family and I try and give it to the public at a price that they can afford.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good. Very noble. You have a very very good quality purpose that you're fulfilling here in the community. So I appreciate it. I'm glad that you, like I said before, I'm glad you're here. And I look forward to watching you grow and continue to expand and impact people's lives with good health, right, in the near future. So any last comments or thoughts you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Yeah, well, the doctor said it all. You want to come into his office and come grab some that's for sale here.
Mm-hmm.
It's slowly growing. I'm trying to get into as many stores as I can. Right now it's currently the country doctor's office, Wits End, my wife's daycare.
What's the name of the wife's daycare? We'll give her a shameless plug.
Yeah, yeah. Stepping Stones.
Stepping Stones here in Cheyenne. Okay.
There's right. A little flea market store downtown.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the farmer's market is going on right now. Exactly. Through the summer. Yeah, at the depot. Yeah. And they also have it over at... where's that at?
There's an actual business. It's called Christine & Co.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like you go inside there, and it's like a flea market as well.
Okay.
I sell my supplements in there as well.
Okay.
But there's a barcode on every one, so you can just check me out online as well.
Yeah.
So you don't have to live in Cheyenne.
Yeah, very good.
I want to feed everybody.
Very good. Well done. Sorry, I got off track here and got off on some Cheyenne local stuff for you listeners, so you get a little chuckle out of that. So.
I'm even feeding people in Alaska.
Right on. Good for you. How many states is your product in now? Do you know, R&D? Have an idea? How many states it's been visited?
So far, I know it's in Alaska, Colorado, and Wyoming.
Okay. Good for you. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time to be on Total Wellness Radio.
Yeah, I appreciate it as well.
Yep. For Isaiah, this is Dan Young signing off, and thank you so much for tuning in to this episode on Total Wellness Radio. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Total Wellness Radio. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to tune in to all of our interviews and the life-changing natural approaches you can take with your health. For those of you who haven't had a chance yet, please do subscribe. And when you get a chance, also leave a review on this podcast or other episodes that you've enjoyed from Total Wellness Radio.